ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba.
Bill.
Wendy, nice to see you. What a pleasant surprise.
You just saw me downstairs.
I know. I just played it up for the air. hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. This is the Stream of Consciousness, the bonus hour. You can name it whatever you want. We won't be offended. You pick a name and we'll run with it. If you want to join in, we're at 312-235-2525 and call us there, and we would love to hear from you. Really quick. We just had Eric Zorn on downstairs on the terrestrial radio show on WGN, and we were talking about Donald Trump and his belief, President Trump's belief, that exercise and working out is really not that good for you. Actually,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's proven.
Yeah. There's
use it or you lose it.
Lose it or use it.
No, use it. Yes.
All right. So it reminded me of something I saw last week, and I don't know if you had a chance to see this, but if you haven't seen this, you need to find it on the internet. It's very enjoyable. Vladimir Putin, who's in charge of Russia and the United States, we've learned recently, fancies himself quite a hockey player. And
yes.
There's footage of him playing in a hockey game, which is fine. Why wouldn't you? And the most beautiful aspect of this video of Vladimir Putin playing hockey is that anytime anyone passes the puck to Vladimir Putin, the other team does everything in their power to get out of his way so that he can score a goal.
It was his birthday. Okay, you're going to let the birthday boy score, aren't you?
It was his birthday. I will give him that. It was his birthday. But still, you would think there'd be some, at least a limited amount of resistance so that he couldn't just skate past you and put the puck in the net. But no, quite the opposite. They let him score every time he got the puck.
Another thing you should look up, have you heard him play the piano? Because he recently,
no.
I mean, this guy
is
can do
good?
Everything. He's
yeah.
a man of many talents. The Russian president recently showcased his skills on the ice, as Bill's speaking of, in an annual exhibition for his amateur hockey league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they let people say amateur.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If you're Putin, you go, let's drop
it's
the
not
amateur. Right.
This is top of the line.
Well, did you see, like, they made graphics up, because they showed this on Russian television, and they made graphics that look like professional NHL-style graphics of, his face. And you know, it's like a big production number every time he gets the puck. So I love that. I'm just amazed that nobody does anything to get in his way. But tell me more about the piano playing.
I don't know if I can make this play on the air.
Is it a recognizable song, a song we've all heard before?
No, it's just he's... There we go. This is Vladimir Putin.
This is beautiful.
He looks kind of funny playing the piano with no shirt on. It's like in the Monty Python thing where, you know, and now for something completely right. And then just the...
Right. Now, is this Putin or is this Chopin? I can't tell the difference. This is Chopin, is it not?
He's playing piano.
Yeah. At a Shakey's Pizza in Leningrad.
He was in Beijing.
Yeah. Was it a recital? Did he have a piano recital?
Doesn't it sound like a five-year-old kid who just learned a few notes who's trying to string them all together?
I'm shocked his mom isn't there with a camcorder taking video of him.
Who do you think shot the video? he was in Beijing for a summit on the modern... whatever. I don't know why he was there.
Now, if you were there, Wendy, would you shout Freebird out as he was playing? Or would you leave it alone?
I'd be dead.
Leave it alone.
I'd be dead, but he is a man of many hats and shirts.
It's not a lot of shirts.
Yes, I guess that's true.
It's very much like when Kim Jong-un decides he's going to delve into something, and whatever he tries, the people around him convince him he's the best ever been. Like, you've heard the stories about his golf, right?
Yes.
Like he had never golfed before, and every time he hit the ball, he got a hole-in-one. That was in the news service there. They ran with that story.
Yeah, I don't... But isn't it terrible when you live in a country where you can't speak your mind, you speak someone else's mind?
Sure, of course. Of course. So on tomorrow's show, Vladimir Putin will be on, and he'll play some Billy Joel hits. I can't wait. It's going to be great to hear.
Sing us a song. He's the Vladdy man.
Also, I don't know how I missed this, because I love stuff like this. But apparently, in Canada, they have found a dinosaur mummy, not just fossils of a dinosaur, but an actual dinosaur mummy. And they did this years ago, but they're just now putting it on display in Canada. Well, I don't know why this wasn't bigger news, because a dinosaur mummy, that's a big deal. After 110 million years encased in stone, an impeccably preserved dragon-like dinosaur has been unveiled by paleontologists in Canada, and it's unlike anything that you've ever seen. Now, I saw there's video footage of this, and of course it doesn't move. It's just kind of on a support table, and then the camera pans around it. But it looks like something out of like
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's a full on it's a dinosaur.
How is it? It's not like obviously in a casket, so it doesn't have his little paws in front of it. Is it just like in full form?
It's kind of like slumped over.
Because it died.
Dinosaurs were lazy, Wendy. You know, we've talked about this in the past.
Well, they heard about what President Trump says about exercise.
Right. They wanted nothing to do with exercise. The remains of an armor-plated nodosaur, that's a 3,000-pound plant-eating horned creature, went on display in Alberta, Canada on Friday after its accidental discovery by miners nearly 6 years ago. This according to the National Geographic. But I don't know why, even though this was 6 years ago, this should have been huge news, and when you see this thing, it's really spooky. We don't just have a skeleton, said Caleb Brown, a doctoral researcher at the Royal Tyrrell Museum of Paleontology, where the fossil went on display. He told National Geographic, we have a dinosaur as it would have been. It looks like a special. When you see this, you go, that looks like something Hollywood would have made. It doesn't look like it could possibly be real, but it's real. Researchers say the fossil is remarkable. Told you. With it being a never-before-seen species of nodosaur.
If it's not a sore, what is it?
N-O-D-O.
Oh.
Nodosaur, like it nods its head. Like, you want to go out for exercise? Yeah. Oh, wait. I mean, no. I don't want to. I'm lazy. As well as it being the oldest dinosaur ever found in Alberta. Its preserved skin, porcelana, and gut contents.
It says gut contents?
Yeah.
Wow.
It says it right here. And gut contents are also providing invaluable clues on those extinct creatures. I've been calling this one the Rosetta Stone of armor, says Donald Henderson, curator of dinosaurs at the Royal Tyrrell Museum. It's the Rosetta Stone of armor, Wendy.
Can I tell you what it kind of resembles? It looks like a giant alligator meets like what is it, a horned toad or something? Because there's definitely, it looks like there's armor on it.
But it looks more dragony than it looks like a dinosaur.
Right.
It looks like it's from like Lord of the Rings or something. Like it would be protecting a giant cavern of gold.
Right.
Which can't be proven or not proven. That's just my theory. It's basically, this according to Don Brinkman, Director of Preservation of Research, it's basically a dinosaur mummy. It really is exceptional. For the last 5 years, researchers have spent more than 7,000 hours chiseling away at the fossils surrounding rock to expose the incredible creature. The researchers have had their shares of ups and downs, with the fossil breaking into pieces upon its removal from Alberta's Millennium Mine in 2011. I'm not responsible for that, by the way.
I didn't think
I know
you were.
You hear that part and you go, Bill, I didn't break the dinosaur. The 15,000-pound plaster-covered block that it was encased in is seen shattering during a video that was uploaded to YouTube by Suncor Energy. One of the good things about this, believe it or not, is because it's in smaller pieces, it will make preparation go a lot faster, said Darren Tankey, who's incredibly optimistic. No, it's good. The dinosaur broke. There's Darren Tankey. No, that's great. I was hoping it would break. It'll make it a lot easier.
For transport.
Yeah, for transport. This is restorable. Everything broke cleanly and in big pieces, he added. It's fortune that it has happened and that this is restorable. I want to see this thing.
Well, there's the new dinosaur Jurassic World exhibit that's opening up at the Field Museum.
Right. But those are just, no disrespect, dinosaur puppets. I want to see a real dinosaur.
Well, how can I make that happen?
Send me to Alberta, Canada.
Well, so this was discovered 6 years ago. Why are we just finding out about it now?
That's what I can't figure out. I don't know why. If this was in the news, it didn't get anywhere near the press it should have gotten. This is a dinosaur. And if I may dream just a little bit, Anyone familiar with either the book Jurassic Park or the movies understands that they took just
DNA.
This sort of thing and got DNA and then cloned dinosaurs. Does this mean we have a chance of doing that?
And would we want to do that? What if someone evil did that?
Right.
You know, now it's not so weird to see a squirrel in your backyard, but what if all of a sudden you saw this giant dinosaur in your yard?
That would be disturbing.
Its gut contents, is that what it says it still has? Because there's total DNA in that.
It says it has preserved both its skin and its gut contents.
That's a weird way of phrasing it.
Now, can we believe, because the backstory on this is there were miners in Canada that found this in a tunnel, like a deep underground tunnel. So could we expect, if this happened once with all the dinosaurs that once existed, that if we dug deep enough, although paleontologists have thought, if I'm thinking about this, they have too.
I think so.
Nobody ever thought of this before. Guys, keep digging. I bet there's more. What? All right, we'll try that. Who's to know if there's not dozens or hundreds of thousands of these things?
I'm sure there is.
I want to find them all. I'm taking tomorrow off to find the rest, Wendy.
It is fun to dig and stuff, too.
Yeah. Did you do that when you were a kid in your backyard? You go, let's see how far we can dig, and after like a foot and a half, you go, all right, that's far enough.
No, but I did tell you I found this rock while digging in the bit, because it was just fun. You'd get your mom's garden tools, and you'd poke around and look for things. And maybe I found this on the beach, I don't know, but it was just a rock. And it was a beautiful rock about the size of maybe a Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Not quite as round, a little oblong, but about that size. And for some reason, even though it was smooth and beautiful, I thought, I want to crack this thing open.
Oh.
Because that's what kids do, I think.
Sure.
And I had my grandfather help me with he put it in a vise, and we whacked it with a hammer, and inside was a pristine shell, just completely
so cool.
Preserved. So that was my own backyard fossil.
That's excellent.
So I can only imagine how exciting it would be to find a dinosaur, as opposed to the shell.
Both are cool. I'm not downplaying
your shell.
Dinosaur's
a little cooler. All right,
I get that. Dinosaur's a little bit cooler. But why was this held from us? Why weren't we made aware of the fact that there was dinosaurs in Canada? Very polite dinosaurs. Love maple syrup and hockey.
Think about
why
that, though,
we told
for
this?
A minute, though. If it can be done like, I don't see, I know Jurassic Park and Jurassic World is a movie, but it does seem they cloned Dolly the sheep.
Right.
I mean, there would be some way to take that DNA. It wouldn't happen overnight. It's not like we have a time machine.
Right.
But imagine if that got into the wrong hands.
I know.
It's kind of scary to think about.
I know. You scared everybody. I was fine until you scared us.
Our defense, we've got a great military, but we have dinosaurs as well.
That's who usually wins.
Wow.
All right. We will take a quick break, and then there's more discussion. Jump in if you like at 312-235-2525. Judy Pilak stops by next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Well, we would throw it to news right now.
Judy Pilak has gone AWOL. I want to put out an APB on Judy Pilak. If anyone in the area, anyone within the sound of our voices sees Judy Pilak, please return her. No questions asked.
She is in this year's group to join the WGN Walk of Fame.
Well-deserved, by the way, Wendy. I know you and I have argued about that, but I say that it is a well-deserved honor for
Judy
to be in.
Okay, first of all, don't get me in trouble
Walk
with Judy, because she... It amazes me how long you've been here, Jude,
because
I've been on the radio for
because
a long
of how
time.
I look so
yeah, you
no,
look
no,
younger
no,
now
on.
Than when you started.
I'm not going there. I'm just saying I've been on the radio for 30 years. You've been here 30 years, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
That blows my
and
mind.
And I didn't even start here.
That's right.
She's way older than I am.
I know. I'm not way older. I'm just older.
Well deserved. You're going to be inducted into the WGN Walk of Fame. Is it next week already?
Next
Thursday.
Next Thursday. A week from this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've written a speech for you.
Have you?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. Could you also get me a dress? Because I'm having a hard time.
That will not
be
a problem.
Okay. Wait a minute. You showed me the dress. That
I know. It was really way over the top. I'm returning it.
That doesn't look good on, does it?
It's just, I look like a queen. Now I know
you're not liking that.
It kind of works, and I actually have a crown too.
Oh my god,
it's a little much even for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you don't know how badly I wanted to Google and find that same dress and say, Jude, look at the dress I'm getting for the. And I don't know if Stephanie Menendez told you, but it's very impressive to see your name actually installed into the cement. But yours was the only one that was dirtied by a bird.
I know. Bird poop right out. Yep. Right out. I told them to clean it up. Don't think I didn't rush right in here and say, whose job is that? I'll get a paper towel if I have to.
That's a bird's way of saying how much they love and respect
right,
you.
Yeah.
Please
Mine
don't
was,
think
it was,
anything
It
else.
Was all dirty. It was kind of disappointing to see. Yep. Not really. It looked great. I don't care.
Isn't it funny she's the only one that got bird poop on
out
it?
Of all
People
of them.
People are going to walk on it. You know, it's on the ground, so...
No, they walk around it like the seal in the building. When you walk in the Tribune Tower, do you walk on that seal?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't either.
So.
It's like in your high school. There was always like some insignia, some logo when you walked in. And I was taught that then. You don't walk on that.
But you know, there are those people, Bill, who will do it.
Do you walk on it?
I don't walk on it. And I've seen people, there's a lot of tourists who think that the people whose names are on those sidewalk stones are buried underneath them. You can kind of see
it. Like the headstone?
Yeah, you see some reverence. Like,
you know,
with
I
tourists.
Get it. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they stand there and look.
Sometimes
right,
they'll
stand right on it.
Bring out a rosary and they'll say a prayer and then they'll, you know, they'll move on to the next one.
It does kind of look like that.
If I see a vase of flowers on my plaque.
And one of those white crosses.
Yeah, it's going to really just disappoint me.
And we mean the seal when you walk in the building on the floor. Do you walk on that?
Yeah, that I do walk on. Yep.
He's going to walk right on it.
Yeah. I will. I want it to be functional. I want it to be both beautiful and functional.
Yes. Well, it is on the ground, so I mean, it's not like it's roped off. You can walk on it. I think people would walk on it because they might not notice. They'll be looking inside the studio.
But right. Judy, it's symbolic because as people, we're walked on all the time. So it's kind of a way of saying Judy Pilak was a woman who got walked on and just persevered.
And look at her now.
Look at her now. She's in the Walk of Fame.
And look at her now. She's still getting walked on.
Still.
Yes. Yeah.
Why would you return the queen dress? That seems like it would be absolutely perfect. For you.
This
is a big deal.
Yeah.
It is. You should have seen this dress. It was pretty hilarious.
You can wear it to Prince Harry's wedding.
You know what? That would be the only place I could wear it. Because I want, if I'm going to spend that much in a dress, I want to wear it again.
Sure.
It wasn't that much.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't.
It's your big day. You should look like a queen.
I'm telling you, if it's over the top for me, it's over the top.
Much.
Yeah.
What color is it?
Royal blue.
Oh.
But not like cubby blue. It's like a powder blue.
It had a collar, like that crunchy collar that stuck up like
kind of like the top of a cape.
It's a queen dress.
Puffy sleeves?
No.
No?
It was a shift dress with a jacket over it. But it was...
Now, the dress was actually cute.
It looks like something the queen mum would wear.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Mm. I like it.
No, my Princess Diana would have worn that.
Sparkly?
It had a sparkly button that fell right off when I tried to button it. So
She's returning
No, I know how to sew a button.
All right.
I do not know how to hem something like that.
No, you'd have to
get
that.
It was lined, I'd have to get it, and it was just, I'd rather just go to Carson's or Penny's.
But how much
get
fun
one
would
off
it be
the rack like I normally do.
To be in a magazine, you know, that who wore it better, so it's Queen Elizabeth on one side and you on the other side.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that, Bill.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we'd like to invite the public to come and see this event.
Yes, absolutely. It's open.
It's a week from Thursday. It's happening from 10 to noon during our shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a wonderful day.
You'll be out there, right?
Dressed like royalty, everybody.
Shift? You're not going to be.
Well, that will be my shift.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Steve Bertrand and I believe, will be emceeing this.
Nice.
And I'm going to vacuum
Bertrand?
When it's over.
No one told me he was going to do
it. Yeah, Steve Bertrand's doing it.
Keep him in line, Wendy.
There's a lot of animosity in the newsroom, I'm noticing.
A lot. Like an unhealthy
Mostly
amount.
Just between everyone and Steve Bertrand.
All right, that kind of explains it.
He's the common denominator.
Thank you, Judy. I cannot get my computer to work, and I don't know if it's
You want me to look at it, Wendy?
No, but I'm a little concerned about this WannaCry ransomware. We talked about it a little bit earlier today.
Uh-huh.
But now, according to CNET.com, it has mutated.
Uh-oh.
This is bad. It's going to take a lot more than a lucky break to stop the malware that has hit more than 200,000 computers worldwide so far. It's the WannaCry ransomware, and it came over as an attachment, and if you downloaded it, it would like almost automatically encrypt all the stuff on your computer.
Yeah.
So it didn't steal your information, but you couldn't read it anymore. It was completely encrypted. So ransomware, they wanted $300. And who's to say they're even going to give it back?
Sure, of course.
Those transactions, I mean, these are ne'er-do-wells and bad guys at the start of it, or bad girls. Who's to say after you get the $300, they're not going to just go, psych?
They could do it every day. They could
I
just
know.
Keep doing it to your computer.
Yeah, the key word there being ransom.
Yeah.
All right, but I don't trust these guys. They don't seem to be nice people.
Wendy said they're ne'er-do-wells, Judy. Do we know that for a fact?
Well, there's probably some 18-year-old kid who figured out how to do this.
I would say ne'er-do-well is a good word to use when something like this happens. We don't have to know them. We just have to know what they did.
And it's not well what they did.
Oh.
In the same way, this according to CNET.com, in the same way that bacteria mutate to become resistant to antibiotics, so has the WannaCry virus. That's the malware. It was behind this massive ransomware attack. It started Friday, hitting more than 150 countries, 200,000 computers, shutting down hospitals, universities, warehouses, and banks. The attack locked people out of their computers, demanding they pay up to $300 worth of Bitcoin apiece. I thought that wasn't working anymore. I thought Bitcoin kind of fell by the wayside.
I think it still works, though.
For things like this.
Yeah.
Right.
The attack quickly spread across the world until a cybersecurity researcher accidentally found a kill switch in the code, an unregistered domain name that he purchased for $10.69 to halt the WannaCry hack at least temporarily.
Some young guy, like he's 22 years old. He just
saved the world.
Yeah.
Hackers have since updated
the
ransom.
He should be on the Walk of Fame, Judy.
Both he can have my spot.
Both of you. I don't think you should lose the spot, but both of you should be in there.
His work is a little bit more important, maybe, right now, at
all
this
right.
moment.
So, I don't get this, because it sounded like he was a savior, but now these hackers have since updated the ransomware, this time without the kill switch.
Oh.
So there's new variations of the ransomware popping up without the Achilles heel and bearing the name UIWIX. So, UIWIX.
Yeah.
According to researchers at Heimdall Security, WannaCry harks back to an earlier era of computing and security when viruses routinely swept across the internet, causing widespread disruption. My Doom, I remember that.
Yeah.
Bad Trans, So Big, Netsky. Again, if you're going to come up with a virus, could you have a cooler name like the Demon or something like
That's
that?
That's a good one.
Ransomware puts a new spin on that threat. So it says that it's not happening on Apple computers. The new ransomware that's out demands about $218, so they've reduced their price.
They're having a sale. This is good news for everybody.
They're obviously winding down.
Right. 24-hour sale. Jump on it.
Carnival's leaving town. You know what?
And I have a coupon also, so I can save even more
it's
money.
It's a coupon, but you can't get to it because your computer's been hacked.
Man.
Wow, so now I'm wondering, I want to know who paid it and got their information back.
I bet a lot of people did.
Yeah, but we don't have any reports of that where people said, oh, yeah, I gave them the $300 in Bitcoin, and I got all my information back. And they already have the information, so can't they... Like, save that on a hard drive somewhere? It's like a lose-lose.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, if it's a private citizen, like your home computer, I don't know if they're as concerned with your information as they are just taking you for $200 or $300, right?
Right. Yeah, but what kind of information, you know?
If it's credit card, it's a problem.
Right, yeah, but I don't know that that happened. I think that was just, I'm not sure. I don't know how in-depth that was.
Yeah.
And but plus, as you said, you had to download something.
Yeah, but
some
I mean,
mail? Is that what they wanted
you
to download?
Yeah, it looked. Yeah,
it said WannaCry. It was an attachment, and because I know that our people were sending out warning emails saying, if you get this, don't download it.
Yeah.
Who? Why would you ever? I would never, ever, ever, ever download.
Sometimes stuff is worded as such where you think it's somebody you know.
Right. We got something from like the Tribune one time.
Yeah.
But even that looks suspicious.
Right.
It's I'm not a techie, but even I know.
Yeah.
I just don't do it. And if you don't know, then wait and ask someone.
Did that Nigerian prince tell you about this? Because I know you sent him some money.
You laugh, Wendy. Judy's going to make a lot of money on that.
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to marry him.
Yeah, I know. He's coming to the ceremony next Thursday.
Yeah, exactly, which is why he didn't want me to wear the royal outfit and
showy.
Give us away.
Yep.
So you know what I mean? It's just...
And I don't know that it affected home personal computers. I know that they were worried that this happened Friday, so the thing was kind of building up over the weekend. So as people were signing on to their work accounts on Monday, that's what was going to explode.
Wow.
The guy came up with a temporary fix, but now they've mutated it. So I just want to know what's become of this. I had heard in the news that I think Federal Express got sunk with this.
That was one of them on Friday, yep. I mean, the hospitals and the banks,
see, that's
huge.
Yeah.
Today, I think a lot of it's centered in Asia, they were saying.
But I'm still, not sure imagine, you know, all the computer systems, and we all rely on it so much. And you know what? Human error, I'll take that any day over a computer that you can't get your info back.
Right.
Isn't it crazy, though, that we survived for countless years without having computers and everybody got through it, and now we're all just so used to using it constantly that it cripples
society.
If
I couldn't Google, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, even in our news business, it's just, it's ridiculous how we rely on it. Yeah.
And
we're not going to die if
Twitter.
We have to go back, but...
Right.
Yeah, but think about it. You know, encyclopedias will become... happening again.
Kevin and I are going world book shopping right after the show. We're going to get him a world book.
And oh my God, we all had this wonderful encyclopedia set that we loved, and then it's so outdated. You see it at Goodwill. You see it everywhere.
You get a yearbook. Every year you would get a yearbook that would have any updates for the other 23 volumes that you had.
Yeah, but it wasn't as fun if you had to go to the extra book.
Yeah, it's more the immediacy. I mean, like you said, Twitter, it's ridiculous. That's where all the breaking news happens.
Sure.
And I
it's just being connected. That's what I would miss, just the connection to the world. But the other, you know, I still mail in my bills, some bills.
Yeah.
Well, there are some people.
I haven't crossed over yet.
Oh, I have. I do everything online.
I don't.
There's like one company that I still physically have to mail checks, so I go through my bank to get it to them. I don't do any of that mailing in.
Nothing? No.
And you, I know, physically go inside the bank.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, I go to the bank. I have stamps, too, in my purse.
I have stamps because, again, there's a few
things. Dave Bennett doesn't take them all. Everyone knows I have stamps, so everyone asks me for stamps.
I'm thinking, though, what did we do back before computers were a part of our everyday life when we had to research a guest and everything? It's
right.
Like... we totally relied on our producer to get information. Where did they even find it?
They had to mail it. They had to mail the press release.
Right.
Or the, you know, the release on the person. Came in the mail.
I can't even imagine
life
without it now.
You had to keep it then
and
read it. Yeah.
Remember how there'd be stories, because for a while, Wendy and I ran at night, 7 to 11. So by the time we got on, there were already four shows in front of us. So there was nothing that had not been discussed during the day. And if there were any updates on those stories, we didn't know. You know,
that's true. And now that I think about it, all the radio stations in the area would get these press kits. I guess they were called.
They
something.
Were called press kits.
I guess they were. The AP would send them,
in a folder.
And there'd be kickers at the end of it. So that's how we got our news. Used to go in there into the newsroom and make sure the paper wasn't all messed up because it would just keep ticking all night.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, computers are way easier.
Mm-hmm.
No one held a ticker thing for ransom.
No. That would have been unsuccessful.
No one would have paid.
Right.
Take it.
We don't
want
need it. Whatever. Yeah.
Same news over and over. Go ahead.
Well, be careful. The WannaCry has morphed, and it is called, I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'll spell it.
I-O-I-O-U-X or something?
U-I-Wix.
UI
so
Wix.
UIWIX, right. UIWIX.
And Wendy, you're calling these hackers out and saying, if you're going to create a virus, please have a more creative name.
Yeah, I mean, I guess My Doom was pretty good.
My Doom is good, and WannaCry isn't terrible. I mean, it's very emotional, obviously.
Because you're going to want to cry.
Yeah.
I know, but
it's
too light.
You
need
something more
like...
bite.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Punch in the Face Virus.
Punch in the Face Virus.
Ha ha, gotcha.
That would be a good one. You'd be a good
going
hacker.
Going down.
That sounds like going down is good. Yeah, let's go with that.
Well,
one.
Your computer going down big time.
All right.
That would be my favorite one.
I think
Judy,
we found a new calling for Judy Filick.
You should have a consulting firm for computer hackers.
I know. I'm very good with the.
You'd make a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
All right. Well,
be careful. Please be careful out there. Heed Wendy's warning. In other sad news.
Uh oh.
We received word yesterday that character actor Powers Booth had died. Did you hear about this?
I did. Remind me who he is again, other than a guy with a really cool name.
Right. Most people would know him, and this was his big job. He played Jim Jones in the Guyana tragedy.
Right.
Remember? And it was really controversial at the time because the year he played Jim Jones, he was nominated for an Emmy Award, and there was a huge strike in Hollywood, and all the stars in Hollywood said, because of the strike, nobody's going to this award show. We're not going to go. It'll look bad. We're on strike. We're not going to go celebrate our craft at this award show. And Powers Booth said, I've waited my whole life to get a job like this, and to be nominated for an Emmy is such an exciting thing. I'm going. And when he did, he even said, this is either the best decision of my life or the end of my career. And a lot of people were angry at him for doing that, but then he kind of won people over because he was such a great actor that it was kind of forgive and forget for him. He was also, and this is tragic because I am such a fan of Deadwood. He was a major part of Deadwood, and now they're starting to talk about bringing back Deadwood, and now sadly with him gone, he will not be able to reprise his role, but he was so good on Deadwood.
He was young, 68 years old. I thought he was actually older than that, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, me too. A little bit, not dramatically, but a couple years older. He'd been around for a long time.
The Guyana tragedy, the story of Jim Jones. I remember, I get him and Steve Railsback confused.
Steve Railsback played Manson in
right.
Helter Skelter, but they both kind of had that deadly gaze. Both actors just had this look that you didn't want to be on the wrong side of.
Well,
he was such
sad.
A strong, powerful actor. I never, thus the name. He never was in anything that I didn't think he was really good in. And that is quite a powerful name, Powers. If you're naming your kid Powers, I think that puts a lot of pressure on them.
You think that's his real name?
Yeah, I do think it is.
Bill's very gullible.
You don't think his name is Powers?
Powers Allen Booth.
Yep. You owe me $100, Jude.
I didn't hear that happen.
Yeah, Judy
Thank
said,
goodness.
I'll bet you $100.
I would never bet you.
I remember
you.
Hearing you say that.
He's got a son named AC Cord, a daughter named Battery.
And a son named John
Wilkes. All right,
John
come
Wilkes.
On.
His black sheep son, John Wilkes Booth, who he never
I was going
discuss.
With the power, but whatever. He was born June 1st in Snyder, Texas. I didn't know there was a Snyder, Texas spelled the right way with a
Wendy
Y.
Wendy $100, too,
I'm going to try and get a sign
you're broke.
From there. But yeah, he was also an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. I forgot about that. That's current.
So
that
he's been
current.
Working.
Oh, yeah. He was always working. But he's one of those actors, if you go to their Internet Movie Database page, it'll take you a week and a half to read everything he's been in. He's just been in so many things. And like I said, never not good in anything he was in. He was always very, very memorable.
Val Kilmer has tweeted, God bless Powers Booth, our very own Curly Bill from Tombstone, a true original. And then Powers Booth and Bill Paxton were both in Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both,
they both left
no
us within
with
a
us.
Month and a half. That's very, very sad.
Although, Val Kilmer, if you're going to be, saying something nice about Powers Booth, you should probably spell his name right.
How did he spell it?
He didn't put the E at the end of Booth.
Oh.
Common mistake. I know, but I double-check everything, especially if you're doing a eulogy. You got to get the name right.
Right. Well, maybe he was
Twitter. I don't care.
Wendy, he was so grief-stricken. You know, I get that same way when I get sad news. I just leave the E off of words. I've always done that.
You keep the E for yourself.
Yeah, I'm selfish. I'm selfish that way. It's true.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. And then I have, when we come back, we'll have time for this. I have a creepy real estate listing that I would like your opinion on.
Are you going to buy some vacation property?
I'm looking to buy some vacation property in Snyder, Texas.
I got to get myself a street sign from Snyder, Texas. Welcome to Snyder, Texas, home of the big mouths.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. All right.
Don't ask Power Booth's
name. No. Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Maybe wait a week.
That's Judy Pilak, the queen of all news. Thank you, Judy.
You bet.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things out in a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
All right, Bill. So sorry to hear about Powers Booth. I really thought he was much older.
How old is he? 68. Yeah.
That's not old enough.
Well, he's been in our consciousness since 1980. That's when that made-for-television movie, The Guyana Tragedy, the story of Jim Jones. Now, I just want to point out that from time to time, you and I will take a name out of nowhere, like an obscure name, and we will mention it on the air. And then within a day, that person has died.
It's usually you who does it, by the way.
All right. So let's go back to Friday's show where we were talking about Shirley Temple. Remember this?
I think I brought her up because she was someone who made the switch from
acting to politics, right? So we had a list of people who would be, and the reason of this is Dwayne The Rock Johnson is.
He died?
No, he did not die. He will never die. He's too strong to die. So we were mentioning, because he's considering a run for president, we were mentioning other people who were actors first or had another line of work, like Fred Grandy from The Love Boat, like Ronald Reagan, who they were actors and then they became politicians. And then we mentioned Shirley Temple.
Hasn't she already been dead?
She is gone. But I said Shirley Temple was the ambassador to Ghana, right? And you said that's not true.
Well, you said two things.
I said Ghana first, and then the second time I slipped up and said Guyana, which is a totally different place. Guyana
right.
and Ghana, although similar in sound.
Oh, so you're saying since he played Jim Jones, who
in
was...
the Guyana tragedy, you and I...
Wow, that's pushing it. You want to take this credit?
I don't want to take credit. No. Nope.
Can I tell you, though, when he played that Jim Jones character and did it so well, I look at Powers Booth picture, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look like the Jim Jones. I know they put makeup on him, and they darkened his hair, mm-hmm. and he looked tanner.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked older to me then. That's why I can't believe he's only 68.
So if it was 1980... he would have been, well, obviously much younger.
I just I'm not math. Doing the math.
Wendy, I did the math in my head.
I like your math. Can I tell you that?
He is much younger.
Can I take your algebra class? Because I like your math.
That was 36 years ago. He's
68.
68. 32. So, well, yeah, he's much younger. I just did the math.
He looked older than 32 when he played Jim Jones, did he not?
But he had, he's one of those guys that just has a commanding look to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can pull off an older look, even though he was, as I mentioned, much younger. That was his exact age.
And, you know, we had those movies. I know the O.J. Simpson, People versus O.J. Simpson, got all these accolades and all these awards. It was not a new concept, because as you look back, and the Jim Jones tragedy, and Steve Railsback was honestly the best Charles Manson ever.
Oh, yeah. He was so good. He was so good. So you have to tip your hat if you're not wearing a hat to all those actors who can just so totally creep you out. And even though Powers Booth was a guy who didn't always play a creepy character, I urge you, watch a clip of it, if not the whole thing, on YouTube and watch him play Jim Jones, because your skin will crawl. He's just that creepy.
And Brian Dennehy played?
John Wayne Gacy.
Mm-hmm. Spectacularly.
Right. He was really good.
And have they done a Jeffrey Dahmer movie yet?
I thought they did.
I think they did.
Sure. I think they did.
Did they, Kevin? Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Why was everybody geeking out about the... Oh, I guess because it's OJ.
Yeah. Oh, here's the Dahmer movie. You know who played him? Tim Conway. That's strange casting.
He has Dorf.
Dorf. Dorf Dahmer. It got the lowest Rotten Tomato ratings of all time.
Oh my god.
Dorf on cannibalism. Try renting that at Blockbuster.
Disney star Ross Lynch
That's
is going to
Jeffrey.
Be
oh,
in My Friend
be.
Dahmer.
Love the title.
There was also Dahmer from 2002, just...
Who played Jeffrey Dahmer, and it wasn't Tim Conway.
Jeffrey Dahmer was played by Jeremy Renner.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting casting. Well, Hawkeye. Not Alan Alda.
And what?
He's Hawkeye in the Avengers movies, Jeremy Renner.
I wasn't expecting it to be a big name like that.
I didn't think so either. Wow.
Nobody saw that.
Why didn't... Yeah, that didn't get much press.
Was Renner big in 2002?
Oh, no. No, that's why.
Well, Variety is reporting, I think this is just a couple of days ago, to play a young serial killer in My Friend Dahmer,
mm-hmm.
that's the name of the movie, Ex-Disney Channel star Ross Lynch didn't just walk in his character's shoes. He took over the childhood home where Jeffrey Dahmer grew up and murdered his first victim.
Yeah.
The movie shot for 2 weeks in that eerie location near Akron, Ohio. When I arrived, I felt comfortable, says Lynch 21. This is going to sound weird. It was almost like I was home. That is weird.
That does sound weird.
Yep. My friend Dahmer, based on a graphic novel by Derf Backderf.
So I wasn't wrong. I was not wrong.
Now Tim Conway is going to pass away because there's some Derf war going on now. Derf Backderf. That's not his real name.
No one's got that name. This is fake news.
Is a departure for Lynch, who starred in Teen Beach Movie. He wears shaggy hair and big glasses to channel a disturbed criminal who murdered 17 men and boys before his 1991 arrest. The story takes place before that, as Dahmer is graduating from high school in the late 70s and struggling to fit in.
Oh, wow.
It premieres at the Tribeca Film Festival, or did about a few weeks ago.
Can I pitch you on a comedy idea I have? It's a comedy based on Jeffrey Dahmer's life, and it's with Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey, and it's called Dahm and Dahmer.
Wait, you screwed up your own joke.
Dahm and Dahmer. One of them plays Dom DeLuise. So it's Dom DeLuise and Jeffrey Dahmer, and it's called Dahm and Dahmer. We have to go.
I know. Oh, my God. The dwarf started it, didn't it?
Yeah. It always does. Dwarf.
You are such a dwarf.
All right. We're out of time, and it's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
A lot of days I could go an extra minute. Not today.
No, it's actually sad that we did go an extra 2 minutes.
We should have stopped a minute and a half ago.
God, you're ruining it for us. Then you make me cry.
We're all crying inside, Wendy. All right.
Dahm and Dahmer.
Don't steal my idea.
I'm going to.
Don't. It's my million-dollar idea.
I hope you get hacked.
I hope I get hacked, too. I deserve it. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll try it again tomorrow.
Why would they listen again?
I don't know.
There's no reason to listen again.
I don't know.
Bye, everybody.